And welcome back to the Cinemania World Podcast, everyone. My name is Dwayne, and today we have another episode of the Cinemania Live Show. Hannah and I are back. As I just mentioned, I'm joined by my co-host, Hannah Louise, the 17th.
Hi!
What the fuck was that, bruh?
I don't know, I'm trying something new.
Bro.
Full stop. I'm rewatching old seasons of Drag Race right now, and Alaska, she's I just got done watching an episode with her in it.
Listen, bear with us. Hannah didn't take her prescribed today. When this happens and we do a show, like, the show is so damn chaotic. So I just gotta warn the audience. Sometimes sometimes you come in all mellow and cool, and then like days like today, like you on the Lord's Day, you just popping off.
It's crazy just how obvious it is when I'm medicated and unmedicated.
I can tell immediately.
immediately.
Like when Anna is like hyper, like, you know, her thoughts are going this place, that place, I'd be asking, and then I know it. She'd be like, nope. And I'm like, well. And then if Hannah comes on, like, hey, and I'm like, what's up? And she's like, not much. And I'm like, all right, cool. You know, she's on it. She's on the medication this week. Not today. She's like, not today. I can tell within the first sentence. I was like, oh shit. Well, Hannah, we're back. A couple of things before we start. What was I gonna say? Happy Trans Visibility Day, everyone.
Happy birthday, trans people.
Let's get it. I love seeing all these stories. I'm like, I'm mutuals. You know, a lot of people, I'm giving their stories out today. I love that.
I know.
Happy Easter as well.
Happy Easter. Happy birthday, Jesus. No, that's Christmas.
That's crazy, bro.
Brother. Happy re-rising, Jesus.
Brother. Brother, I had some questions from the audience. People like nervous that like there's been like two shows this week and I haven't been on. I'm like, guys, Jesus, it's a big team.
We all hate each other.
There's a lot of things, you know. There's a lot of like podcasting to go around. It's a big team here, you know. And the mommies is here. Josie's show with the, you know, with the ladies. They did Immaculate, you know, a couple days ago. Larry and Tyler had to do the Godzilla review last night because my computer, I was at my mom's and my computer just was not working. So they handled it, the review. Them bros won an hour. What the
Listen,
fuck?
One thing about Larry and Tyler, they're going to yap. Have you seen their their Game of Thrones shows?
Yeah. Like one, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. I was like, my mom and I kicking it. She wanted to watch me play Spider-Man 2 because she hasn't seen the story yet, and she's watched me play the last two. So she was like, you know, we're playing and we're getting to the important parts and stuff. And then Larry hits me up like, okay, the show's done. I'm like, bro, I gave y'all the reins like an hour and a half ago. But the Godzilla review is up, everyone. If you want to go listen to it. Larry and Tyler.
I already beat the whole damn game.
Right. I'm like, at the Venom part, it's crazy. Listen, bro. My mother hates that PlayStation Miles.
Why?
She hates him. I think it's that she said she hates his voice. And I can kind of understand that because the actor, the voice actor, he sounds like Miles, but he sounds like a grown man Miles. And I kind of wish he would like take that voice, like what he sounds like. Instead of trying to be a little kid, because Miles is such a whiner. Why are you always bitching, man? Peter, where are you? Oh, yeah, Peter, help me. And it's like, animated movie Miles does not sound like a wussy. You know what I mean? He sounds like a teenage boy, not like a 10-year-old, like PlayStation Miles sounds like. He really does, bro. But then his power set is so raw. But then he sounds like such a 10-year-old. It's so crazy to me.
He's like beyond OP in the game.
Yeah, he's OP'd as fuck. Like, I mean, shit.
Every chance that I had to switch from Miles, to switch from Peter to Miles, I was playing as Miles.
Listen, you need to chill on my goat. That's my goat, man. Peter Park, you know, Peter PS4, PlayStation, Peter, that's my goat. You
need to they chill. Fucked up. Giving me the option.
I need to chill, man. That's my goat. Anyway, yeah, so she was, you know, we were playing that. So they, Larry and Tyler did the review. What's going on with you? What you've been watching besides this Drag Race? I don't know nothing about that.
I finished rewatching Avatar: The Last Airbender. I watched the first two episodes of the live action, and I only really intended to watch the first 10 of the original, just so that I can compare for the live action. But then I ended up really locking into that and rewatching it in its entirety. It's like a perfect TV show. The Netflix, it's like actually kind of insane just how much they missed the mark. I'm not going to get into it again, but what a colossal fuck up. I also watched Lessons in Chemistry because we're going to do a show for it on Cinemommies. So,
listen, I actually wanted to ask you something about just generalized life stuff. I've noticed some stuff as far as like what you're doing online. Are you like, and it's okay to be honest, but I'm genuinely interested. Are you kind of getting like, starting to fall out of love with like movies and stuff?
No.
Okay.
No.
Just because I go on Twitter, like, I mean, it's all about like fucking, I don't know, Drag Race, or it's about like, music. And I'm like, what the fuck is Hannah on about? This I'm like, you know, so I'm wondering if like, you know, maybe falling out of love is the wrong term, but maybe more so like, it's more like I like watching movies, but it's not as like crazy as you once were.
No, I still watch a lot of movies. It's just now I feel like I don't have that like need to watch everything that everyone else is watching right now anymore. It used to be a thing where I used to get like really bad FOMO, and I'd be like, if I don't watch this, then I'm not going to be in the loop. I'm not going to be able to talk about it with everyone. And now I just don't really like have that like urge to like rush myself into going and seeing everything that's in theaters right now, or like watching whatever everyone is like, you know, losing their minds over on Twitter right now. It's more just like, I love watching movies, and I want to be able to have the like urge myself to watch it and be able to enjoy it, and not just like think about how everyone else is like reacting to it at the time, I guess. Like with Dune 2, that's the first time in a long time I've felt that excited about a movie, and that's the first time in a long time I've also went to the theater more than once to go watch a movie. And I used to be like in the theater for movies at least like 6 times when I loved them before. But I hadn't done that in a while, and Dune 2 I went and seen that 3 times. I think, and also it's kind of just like, I feel like we're in such a weird place with movies right now where a lot of people aren't really like super excited about anything anymore. Because I feel like we had that like Marvel thing for the longest time where we were like, it felt like every time there was a lull between like a Marvel movie, it would just be like, oh my God, I can't wait to go see the new Marvel movie. And then you finally watch it and it's great. And you're like, oh my God. And you're like really excited about it. And like everything in between, it kind of felt like a stepping stone to like get to that. So you're excited about all those too. But like now that, and I hate that I have to like bring it back to Marvel, but like it feels like since the MCU is like kind of dying, I'm not super excited to like go watch anything anymore, because it doesn't feel like I have something to like look forward to, if that makes any sense.
I get it. I guess with me, I've been so I don't want to say anti, but I've been so like, you know, with Marvel for like 3 years now. But I feel like I do see people getting excited for stuff, more than I would say in like the past 2 years, or so. Like I think like 2021 or like maybe even two for a period after like the Batman. I feel like I've seen a lot of people like, you know, I didn't see a lot of people like talk about other stuff besides, you know, the hottest thing. But, you know, I feel like I've seen more and more, or at least on my timeline, of people kind of going nuts about like different things, and I think that's nice to see nowadays.
I'm really excited for Challengers. I'm like,
yeah, I was gonna ask you. I was like, I feel like that's like your next one is like Challengers.
I'm so excited.
I'm seeing that this week actually.
I'm just a Luca girl. We know this. I've always been a Luca girl, so I'm gonna be seated for Luca Guadagnino, period. But Zendaya and Luca, I'm literally gonna lose my fucking mind. And also, the script leaked like a long time ago, and it wasn't online for a long time or anything. And I know very few people who actually like caught it when it was online. And I'm positive that changes have been made since, because I don't think that was like the final script or anything. But like the script that I read,
Script? What the hell? What's going on?
If you talk to some people, like, I don't know who to ask, but like a good amount of people that I know, at least, and me, I got it sent to me as soon as it was online because everyone knows that I love Luca. I think I actually did like send it to the group chat when it did leak, but I don't think anyone wanted to read it.
Yeah, I think it's because I know for me, I'm more so like I'll read it. Because I have a couple of scooper friends who'd be like, oh, we want the script. I'm like, nah, bro, I'll read it after or something. Jesus Christ. but I'm actually seeing that next week. I'm surprised they're doing the screening so early. That must mean they have a lot of faith in it. So I think mine is on like Tuesday. And then I think next week is also Monkey Man, which I'm really, really excited about.
Oh, I'm really excited about Monkey Man too.
Yeah, I think that's next week, and it's a lot of good stuff coming out. You know, as far as movies right now, Immaculate, I thought it's been growing on me ever since I came out of seeing that, and the buzz online has been kind of funny. Yesterday,
I wanted to go see it, but it's like 2 hours away from me. You know what? Another thing that's like really upset me recently.
Yeah, you're in a horrible spot.
The reason why I just don't see a lot of movies anymore is because my local just don't get them, and I feel like with every new movie to be excited about, the releases are more and more limited. So when I want to go see a movie, guess what? I have to drive 2.5 hours to go fucking see it. Like, what?
I hope they get Challengers then, because I feel like that's not,
Challengers is a wide release.
It's wide. Yeah, it's wide. Yeah. It's wide. Everything is right now. Everything is pretty much that's out is out wide at the moment right now. But my thing is just don't have a lot of time anymore. But I've been trying to do at least like last week when they had like three new releases with Ghostbusters, Immaculate, and Late Night with the Devil, I had to sacrifice two of them to see one, and I chose Immaculate because I feel like out of the three, like, you know, that's like straight up horror, which I feel like Late Night with the Devil looks more like a farce horror, still horror, but like, you know, kind of experimental kind of thing. So I still want to see it, but I have no idea when I will. So and then next week I'm definitely gonna see Monkey Man at some point next week and stuff. So yeah, most of the time with me is I've been doing a lot of overtime and whatnot. So I was just curious to see, you know, what you thought about all that stuff. But guess for today, everyone, we're gonna get back into the mailbag, see what you guys want us to talk about. There's been some news, not a lot of news, but there's been some stuff. This person here said, oh, if you want to send us a mailbag, I do this all the time, I always forget. If you want to send us a mailbag question, is cinemania2018@outlook.com. Just send us a question and we'll answer it on there. This person here says, Do you actually think that Sydney Sweeney was never in the movie with Johnny Depp, or do you think that that was actually a rumor? I'm going to go with the latter, because Jeff Snyder is one of the worst, the absolute dog, like just bottom of the barrel worst journalists out there. So initially when I saw it, I was like, oh, wow, that's weird. You know, I was like, I don't really know. Like, her career feels so hot right now. I don't really think that's a great idea. But then, like, next day, I saw the source, and I fucking hate the at on Twitter, the in Schneider. I was like, oh, fuck me, you know? Then I was like, okay, we gotta squash this. And then they kind of did. Like, I think Disgusting Film was like, she's actually not, and whatever. So I'm going to go with mate. It could have been a thing where they saw it and it was like, ah, fuck, get her out of there or something. But Jeff Snyder's a horrible journalist, and most of his stuff is like, it's just dead wrong. So I'm going to go with the latter. What about you?
He's very unreliable, but as if the past like few months, he's actually been the first one to scoop a lot of things that are like weeks ahead of the publications, to be correct. Caitlin Dever being Abby is one of them. So as of recent, he's gotten a little more like reliability. But I will say, I don't think that I fully believe that Sydney Sweeney wasn't interested in the project. I think that there was probably some talks. I think that she was probably interested. I think that him getting the scoop may have been from somebody on her team, and I think it could have been what it seems like is it was a plant to say, hey, let's see how this goes over, given that he won the trial. And then it went terrible. And they were like, oh, no, she's not attached. We're not interested. She's not doing it. That's what it seemed
yeah,
like.
Yeah, yeah. That's why it was like, because it's one thing. It's like if he was like, oh, I hear that, you know, something's happening with Cindy Sweeney. But I feel like his article, or like, you know, the tagline, the headline, I mean, was so descriptive that I was like, well, they said like the title of the movie, director, filming soon. I was
and
like,
also the denials weren't denials either. Sydney Sweeney's team was just, she's not attached. Okay. What is she not attached, or was she never interested, or was she? Is this just like completely made up? It seems like she was probably looking at doing it. Said, let's see how people would react to this first,
and then bounce.
Somebody from the team said, "Hey, here's a scoop for you. Let him take the hit," and so then they could be like, "Ugh, she was never doing it." You know.
Because, you know, I imagine, like, someone like Sydney Sweeney is super young. She's, like, 26 years old. God, I'm older than Sydney Sweeney? Jeez. Anyway, I feel like someone like Sydney Sweeney is, like, super young and probably, like, was, like, what, 13, maybe, like, 12 when, like, the, you know, Pirates of the Caribbean is out. And, you know, Johnny Depp was, like, in everything.
Yeah.
Like, at one period, like, they was just, like, oh my God, the Lone Ranger, this, that, and the third.
Everything.
It was everything. Everything. So I figured as like a teenager around that time, it's like, you know, like I want to be an actress, and oh my God, the day that I can get like a project with Johnny Depp is going to be nuts. So maybe it was like something like that. And then, you know, everything that happened that went down with Amber Heard and all that stuff. But so then I think you're right as far as like maybe they sent feelers out to kind of see what people thought about it, to see what the blowback would be. And then everybody that I saw was like, what a career, whatever. Like, why are you doing this? And I was like, and then like, it was like pulled back. I mean, so kind of nuts, kind of insane.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay. This person here says, what do you guys think should be the fate of Euphoria season 3?
Cannon.
After the new, hold on. Jesus, hold on. Okay, he says, after the new article that just came out with Variety, I am very, very, very skeptical and worried. I think you should be. I think we got to move on, dude. I mean,
I think we didn't even need to come to this. This I forgot the saying about the horse's back, but this wasn't even what made me say, let's can Euphoria season 3. I didn't have to have all this. I didn't even need the idol. I just needed season 2. Can it?
So Euphoria is like a strange phenomenon. Because when it started, I remember like the buzz for the show online was nuts. And it was crazy. And then you and I had met around when the show was starting. We started doing, you know, Cinemania Live kind of birthed off Euphoria.
Yeah. Like,
it's crazy, you know. Yeah, we were doing, Hannah and I, every Sunday, Monday or so, we were doing like Cinemania Live, Big Little Lies, and Euphoria reviews. Actually, I think it was like Mondays we were doing. And if you want to go listen to them, they're still up there on the archive. Just type it in on the website, you know, and it'll come up. And it's kind of birthed the relationship between you and I, like doing those shows, doing those reviews. We had a fun time with season 1. And then like,
even
in
then,
yeah, I know. I know what you're going to say.
Like overly positive on it.
Yeah, okay. So I thought initially, I was like, you know, these ain't, you know, this is I thought it was a fun show. You know?
Like halfway through the show, I'd say. Me and Dwayne liked it for the first few episodes, and then like halfway through, we were like, oh.
Yeah, I can tell you the exact point you and I started turning on the show.
It was the Nate thing.
It was the fucking Nate Jules. the villain yeah. Nate story. What the fuck was... So we're vibing, and I like the show. It's vibes, and it's horny, it's raunchy, and it's crazy. And we're like, okay, this is fun. But then the show brings in this like villain storyline with Nate fucking Jacobs, and he's doing blackmail. And I'm like, why is this in the show? This did not need to be in this show. I feel like the villain storyline should be like addiction, like Rue's addiction. That's it. But like, you had to bring in this weird, and then you're doing it with like a trans character. It was just really strange.
There's many problems. Like looking back now, that's not the problem that we should have been like really harping on, because there's much more.
Oh, absolutely.
In that first season alone, that is entirely problematic. But
absolutely,
<at the time.
laughs> I feel like right now, if I go turn it on, it would just be like a disaster. I'd be like, oh, why am I just my? I'll start getting vertigo or something. So then season 2 came out. So my theory is regarding of what happened with Euphoria is like, I don't think Brother had a plan to do extra seasons of this. I think this is supposed to be a one and done. And like a nice little like limited thing and whatever. I think this was supposed to be one thing. And I think the show got so popular and it created all these new stars. Renzea is already a star, but it created like a Sydney Sweeney. It created a Hunter Schafer. It created all these new stars. And then HBO and Warner Brothers are like, oh, fuck, man, we need a season 2. So then this Brother went back to the writing board. And season 2 was awful. I mean, just throwing shit at the wall. We don't know what's going on. It was a disaster for me. I did not like season 2 at all. I thought the stylistic stuff was gone. Everything about season 2 was just, oh my God. It was like a circle jerk of like, oh my God, look at my art and vision. It was a disaster.
It's so, one of the worst big budget TV shows I've seen in like maybe a decade. It might be the worst. Actually.
Oh, season 2. Yeah, season 2. Yeah. it was terrible. So I don't think it was a plan.
And mind you, HBO has put out some dog shit within the last decade. So just to gauge how bad Euphoria season 2 is for me on that, I'll leave where that word is. I'm a Dexter fan.
It was because we kind of said the same thing about Big Little Lies. Like, I don't think there was a plan for season 2. And then they, you know, it came up and it was like, it wasn't a disaster, but it was like, what's going on? So season 2 comes out. It's a train wreck for me. Then I think this guy just went into a fucking panic spiral after this. Because then we had the idol. And I think after season 2, he's like, oh my God, I got The Weeknd. We're going to have the biggest show this summer. Remember when like the, you know, remember when that he was at some festival? And he was like, in his weird voice, like, I think we're going to have the biggest show this summer. And then we're all like, okay. And the show comes out and it couldn't even like crack a million first episode. The Weeknd, Sam Levinson, The Weeknd, HBO, couldn't even crack a million. It was a disaster. So then they panicked and that show was a train wreck. And then, yeah, they just went into a complete spiral. And now season three is here. Everybody is doing their own thing. Everybody is big off of what they're currently doing rather than the show. At least most people on the show. And I do want to like reiterate that there are people who rely on that show, you know, actors who rely on the paycheck of that show because, you know, they're unable to get more work. Yeah. There's Rue's mom, I forget the actress's name, but she's talking about how it's been tough because I haven't had the help, you know, I haven't been on Euphoria in a while and, you know, I need money. And that's sad. But like the big stars, the stars of the show, they're on a run. They're all on a run right now. Hunter Shaver's in like 1,000 things, in a video game now too. Zendaya's in 1,000 things. Zendaya was a part of like
in New Yorkos.
Yeah, and she's in a new movie called Cuckoo, which looks really good. She was in Hunger Games. And then like, you know, Zendaya's in like, you know, in No Way Home and fucking Dune and Challengers coming out. We have Jacob Elordi playing Elvis. I mean, wasn't a great Elvis, but I mean, hey, he's doing it. He got the gig, you know. Can you stop? Yo, and then you got like,
you saying it, not being able to say it, like seriously, me laughing and telling me to stop is crazy.
Listen, man, he tried. I'm happy for the brother. Okay, I'm happy for him. Okay, he's a tall Elvis. All right. Anyway, you know, sidebar. You know, I heard that he was one of the names for fucking Fade Rotha. I howled.
It's so.
Jacob Elordi as Fade. I mean, maybe Austin Butler was like the greatest performance because I just can't see anybody else. But I saw that like his name and Tom Holland and like.
Barry, Tom, Rob, and Harry. Those were the names that were thrown around. What? Mind you, three out of like fucking 15 that I just named are like good choices. Austin, Barry, and Rob. That's it.
I think Rob would have been interesting. I feel like he just would have been like a weird, you know, Twilight guy again. You know,
Rob would have ate it up bad.
Yeah, I really would. Because I don't think he would have been as like seething and like,
no,
you know, laughing like Austin. Yeah. But I love Austin's performance, don't get me wrong. And then
actually, I think Rob could have done it. Remember Good Time?
Yeah,
I mean, he's like batshit in Good Time.
Yeah. But I saw like, I was like, Jacob already. I don't know, man. But anyway, besides the point, yeah. Sydney Sweeney's big now.
One thing more about it. I think Jacob Elordi, I've changed my mind. He's a talented guy, okay? He's by far at his worst when he's supposed to be like scary.
Yeah, like in Euphoria, just a disaster to me. I don't mind him as like the awful boyfriend, but when he's like doing this fucking blackmail bullshit, that's was when I was like
him when he has fuck? Like the gun on Maddie and
what the fuck?
Sam Levinson's like shaking your boots, and I'm like, no, it's Jacob Elordi.
yeah, I don't know. So yeah, Sydney Sweeney, you know, she's in some stuff and she's doing pretty good. Mm-hmm. So. I think everyone's moved on, and rightfully so. I think you made your stars. We'll give you your flowers when it comes to that. You made some new young stars in that from that show. You know, it was a big hit, but I think it's time to move on. These are adults. And then I don't need to say, I know like some of the options were like, oh, we're going to do a time jump. Another one was like, Rue's a private fucking detective. Because of one skit that was good. Jesus Christ. Oh, there's another one. Like, Rue's going to be a surrogate, like, mother or something like that.
That came from Zendaya, by the way.
I don't give a damn who it came from. We all got to move on from this, okay? And then it was like, HBO was like, man, we got to get rid of this brother as far as Sam Levinson. And the cast, for whatever reason, was like, no, keep him. And now they're in like a whirlwind, and they don't know what to do. So now they delayed it again, and they told the talents to go get some other work. And I don't know, man. Didn't the last season end in like a SWAT raid?
Yes.
Didn't a child get shot? Am I like...
Literally a child got like... Jesus Christ. Oh, Rue is like, she owes this drug dealer lady like a whole bunch of money.
Oh, right.
She's still doing drugs. Maddie and Cassie, they're fighting, I guess.
Oh, yeah, Nate when they were, like, mad gay. At each other.
Yeah, Nate is still gay. Jules doesn't have a storyline.
At all.
I just don't.
Yeah, it's a disaster. It's, you know what was funny? And I've grown. I want to be a writer. And I'm not saying anything.
You are a writer.
Oh, well, thanks, Hannah. I appreciate that. That's very nice of you. That's what Josie said, too. But anyway. So, I'm on Instagram and I follow, my explore page is full of like Spider-Man, because my favorite, just the best comic character of all time. So it's full of like Spider-Man screenwriting stuff and like movie stuff. That's my, and wrestling. That's my explore page on Instagram. So I'm scrolling it and you know those like pages that has that does like a scene to screenplay kind of thing? A lot of pages do it, right? I love those.
Those are big on Facebook.
those things give me life. Like, I can just watch 1,000 of them in a row. They just give me so much life.
I've seen the Marriage Story one so many times.
Yeah, and it's a great way to learn. It's a great way to learn. I've seen one for, like, The Dark Knight. I saw one just now for the for Poor Things. It's like, that stuff is so cool to me.
Ooh, I would love to read stuff. The Poor Things.
Yeah, but... yeah, it's nuts. Anyway, when I see like when I look at those things, it brings me so much life. So they did. I saw one for Euphoria one time, and it was like the scene when like Rue is just yelling at Jules, like, and Jules is just taking all of it because apparently, okay. I never understood this because it's not real life. Apparently, when a drug addict's screaming at you, you just take it because they're a drug addict. That's not true. Yell the fuck back at them. Why is this everybody? You let Rue yell at them. They just, Rue, stop. Yo, get the fuck out of my face with that bullshit you're spewing. Anyway, so Jules is just sitting there, just taking all this, you know, just accusations. And I'm like, I'm struggling to read this thing. Struggling. It's just fucking this, fucking that, fucking this, fuck you, fuck. I was like, oh my God, brother, do you know how to write anything else besides fuck you? That's all that's, this is like a man who has like a, it's probably like a six-figure job with HBO. And this is all this guy writes. It's baffling to me. Oh, man. I hate that show. I don't know, man. I hate that show. I don't think we need it, too. I think it's like, I think we've all collectively moved on from Euphoria.
I think there's been, like, multiple better versions of Euphoria that have released since season one of Euphoria. I agree, for one.
I was just
going to
say that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That HBO Max unfortunately canceled. That show is so great. So great. And something that's not as heavy, Sex Lives of College Girls, is fucking amazing. Yep. There's a lot. I know Heartbreak High, a lot of people really enjoy. There's not really a space for it anymore. I think that 13 Reasons Why was kind of like the walkway to Euphoria. The opening of the door for Euphoria to exist. And I think Euphoria is kind of like, at first I don't personally enjoy that first season, and I don't want people to be like, oh, you're just saying that because the second season sucks, because that's like what a lot of people have tried to defend the show as a whole with. No, girl, go back to the shows that me and Dwayne made in 2019. I never liked that damn show. But I think it's become something maybe even like worse than 13 Reasons Why. it's really turned into a monster.
Yeah, I get it. But then, like, I came across like 13 Reasons Why lore again the other day. And I just got, you know, when you're like warped into like a time frame, you're like, oh, fuck. Those writers should be prosecuted, like jailed. I don't think Sam is quite need to be jailed just yet with his writing.
I think Sam needs to be jailed for The Idol and Euphoria season.
Okay, I haven't watched The Idol. That's fair. Yeah. I had not watched that shit. I cannot do it. I refuse to watch The Idol. And like, we're doing shows.
If you're comparing The Idol and 13 Reasons Why, easily worse than 13 Reasons Why.
Okay, fair. Fair. I remember we were doing shows and like you were like the Idol reviewer because I was like, I'm not watching this bullshit. I'm not giving them one. I know my view won't mean anything, but I can't. The Weeknd is like telling people he's going to stomp their head. It's just awful. Anyway, so 13 Reasons Why is just some of the dirt worst bottom of the barrel television. Like, it's just fuck. Oh my god. Oh, I can't even.
Pen 15. A lot of people love Pen 15 too.
Pen 15's good. What's the other one I'm thinking about? Sex Education is a better Euphoria.
Oh,
for
yeah.
Me.
Sex Education. Easily Sex Education.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. So, anyway, Euphoria is trash. We do not need a season 3. Let them kids move on. Everybody has tried to move on. You know, just let's get out of there.
Please. Also, Zendaya can't steal Bella Ramsey's Emmy.
For season 2?
Yeah. Me and one of my really good friends, she loves Euphoria. Rue's like her favorite character of all time. Zendaya is her favorite actress of all time. Jesus Christ. We have been like shaking in our boots for the drama that would ensue between the two of us when it came to Emmy's time. Mm-hmm. When Last of Us and Euphoria were both competing. Mm-hmm. So when they delayed the show, I kind of had to do a backflip because I was like, we don't have to kill each other anymore. We don't have to fight to the death.
Dude, do you remember Malcolm and Marie?
Jesus Christ. I consistently forget that Sam Levinson wrote Malcolm and Marie because of just like how much it was white man raising his fist.
And then you try to use a black, oh my god, don't.
And then trying to hide behind Zendaya.
POCs in that film. Oh my god, 2020 can rot in hell. Like just movie wise, everything was just horrible that year. Everything. Name me one good thing from 2020. One, besides Birds of Prey. One good thing. God, it's Malcolm and Marie is like a blind spot in my mind. And then I'm like, it was Sam Levinson writing with like...
Zendaya.
Because he was mad at like a review from Assassination Nation. And I actually like that movie. You know? But like, who cares? I don't know, man. Who are you going to make a film?
No, I want to know how he flipped People Don't Like Me to, oh my god, I need to write about a black man going through this experience and people not liking him because of racism. How do you get there? How does that work?
Some people just don't need the pen. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people get on like Emerald Fennell for getting the pen. You know,
it's getting to a point. Her time is coming.
Yeah. That Saltburn script, I brought it up because, you know, there's certain films I just want to see how it was written. You know, I feel like that really helps if you write. So, and I was like, I was reading it and I was like, is this supposed to be like this? I don't think it's supposed to be like this. It's like really messy. It's like, so I don't want to be disrespectful. Let me not. But like, it's kind of, I don't know, man. let's move on to another question here. All right. This person here says, if there's any film that you want to see in IMAX again or in any type of format at this moment that you didn't get to see in theaters, what would it be? I don't know, dude.
Like, I didn't get to see in theaters at all? Or just not IMAX?
Well, I guess in theaters. We'll go with that. I have no idea. What's a movie that I did not see in theaters?
Man. Probably like something from Christopher Nolan, honestly. A lot of Christopher Nolan movies I didn't get to see in theaters. Batman Begins.
I didn't see Interstellar in theaters. I saw that off of Redbox.
So, I was too young.
Yeah, I saw that off of Redbox. My mom and I used to get Redbox like every weekend.
Oh my god. I remember
Redbox. It's great. It's still there. I don't know why.
I know. And like Walmarts and CVS's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm baffled. Ah, okay. This person here says, Dwayne, are you any more excited of the MCU yet? No, brother.
What's there to be excited about? Nothing's happening. I didn't even let Dwayne answer that. I myself had to like chime
he
in. Said,
but he has another question along with it. He's like, and did you have any thoughts on the Florence Pugh set video? And do you think that was a ploy for Marvel to get fans excited about Thunderbolts? Brother, nobody's going to get excited about Thunderbolts unless you tell them like fucking Punisher is in it or something. Nobody's going to get excited about that.
Unless Florence Pugh walked around the corner with the camera and Charlie Cox was there and
something.
Daredevil, get up.
There is no
Nobody
way.
Nobody gives a shit about that movie.
Like, I don't want to bring it in. I don't want to bring this into it because I love the movie. I don't love it, but I have so much fun with it. But like, if the Marvels did what it did, like, what do you think the Thunderbolts is going to do? And I said this all last year when it came to DC stuff. If the Flash just did what it did, what do you think Blue Beetle is going to do? Everyone's like, Solo's kid's a star. I'm like, all right, guys, go ahead with that. Okay. I love Florence Pugh. I get it. And she's the only saving grace for me in that movie. I don't like current Bucky. I think he's like a wimp compared to like his first appearance.
It's been a long time since we've seen Bucky too.
He's just a guy, I feel like now. He's just a fella. And that's sad. I like the Winter Soldier, but he's just a guy.
Going on 4 years.
U.S. Agent and Ghost. Fuck me. I mean,
how long has it been since we've seen any of these people in a movie?
Yeah, and it's not like when they were out when their movies came out, people were raving about them.
Yeah,
who the fuck was raving about U.S. Agent and Ghost? And
Ghost
fucking
still in it? I think she dropped out.
And fucking Val. Who gives a shit about any of these people? And
the
they're fighting.
One thing people
Sentry.
Complain about in Wakanda Forever was Val, and they're like, right, get excited, because I don't give a fuck.
And I said it because, like, I did not believe that Ryan Coogler put that in his script. You got to tell me that Ryan Coogler, the guy who's about to make, like, a black vampire film, you telling me he was like, fuck, I got to get Val in this, man? Like, he didn't. That was not him. I refuse to believe.
Scoop up Mahershala.
No bullshit. Yeah, get him out of
Ryan
there.
Ryan literally needs to, like, get his middle finger out of his ass, blow it at Kevin Feige, and say, I'm taking Mahershala.
Yeah, like just get him out of there. And like the problem with like the Thunderbolts is that it's supposed to be like it's supposed to be like the Suicide Squad. And like, brother, there's not one person on this squad that holds a candle to Harley Quinn or anybody on that team. I'm sorry, even the James Gunn one. Like, I know we had Polka Dot Man, but who on this team is like King Shark? Who on this team is like, I mean, any of them. I mean, it just wasn't
arguably the most popular out of everyone on the team.
That's
in
bad,
this
dude.
Current moment. Her herself doesn't stand up to a King Shark, a Harley Quinn.
That's my point. It's like Suicide Squad. It's like even the David Ayer. You go back to that one. It's like, what do you have in that movie? Oh my God, we have Will Smith's Deadshot, and I know it's not like a big star, but it's Deadshot and it's Will Smith. We have Harley Quinn. I just, nobody in here is like any of them. And it's like, none of these villains are villains that people were raving about when their projects was over. So this does nothing for me. And all my friends, everybody on the team like knows that I hate the Thunderbolts lineup. It's awful. It's absolutely awful. And I know it was like, and I know they did this because it was like, at the time when the movie was being planned, they're like, oh, you know, we're Marvel, we can just do anything. And then they got a hard reality check last year, and now they're like, they're holding back on doing stuff just for the sake of it, you know. But like, I feel like they got too far along with Thunderbolts.
They're not in the place for a new team right now to get at people all excited. They've tried multiple times now with Eternals, Thunderbolts. There's another one. I can't remember what it was.
A new team, you're saying?
Yeah.
What was it?
Marvels. That's what it was.
Yeah,
It hasn't worked. The only thing that has been a guarantee for them is Guardians. Guardians was their only certified hit within the last, 5 years now?
Yeah, and maybe they're also like, oh, you know, maybe we can have a Guardian success because those were brand new to people. But this doesn't have, like, I know we haven't seen a trailer, but this doesn't have the same...
They're not in the same spot as they were in 2014 when the first movie released.
Exactly. There was so much good faith and goodwill that it was like, oh my God, a movie with a raccoon and a talking tree and and Star-Lord and Gamora. Hey, let's give it a shot. Brother, nobody is going to the theater for, no disrespect, Yelena, Bucky, Red Guardian, Ghost, Val, U.S. Agent, and Taskmaster.
Yeah, no. The only reason why Guardians 3 did well is because Guardians was established in 2014.
Whew. Yeah, I don't know, dude. So, no. Thunderbolts is a disaster. I don't need it. It ain't gonna do much. I don't know. Okay. This person here says, are you guys going to Comic-Con this year? Brother, I have no idea. I don't know what's going on with Comic-Con.
Ask us in like 2 months.
No, seriously, they haven't sent me anything. They haven't sent anything back regarding like if you're approved again. They're doing this. They're pulling this shit again that they pulled in like 2022 when they send stuff out like 2 months before. And I need a little bit more of a like notice than that because like,
yeah.
I don't know if I'm gonna be able to go this year if they're gonna pull that shit again. So
we'll have a Comic-Con at Dwayne's wedding.
yeah, we'll do something like that or something. I don't know, you know, but I don't know. Yeah. I don't think it's happening. Okay, this person here says, when do you think we'll get another trailer for Deadpool and Wolverine? When's that shit come out again? July?
July, I think.
I feel like soon.
We're still quite a while out. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna say May.
Yeah, that seems fair. May.
Yeah, I'm gonna say May. We'll see one, and I think yes, we'll see Wolverine. Can y'all relax? God,
that's a late start to marketing for Deadpool.
It is, and they need this to be like we've talked about it. This thing needs to be like gigantic.
Yeah,
I feel like because like they're just on.
It's a really late start marketing for a Deadpool movie. Usually, their marketing starts like a year before.
Yeah. This person here says, "What is Hannah's thoughts on the new Batman release date?" Shit. Fuck.
I fell to my knees. Honestly, it's just after quarantine, movies getting delayed, I don't have such a visceral reaction to them anymore because of how long we waited for Dune, of how long we waited for the Batman. Mm-hmm. It's light work at this point. A year, it's light work. It's okay, I can wait. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I said my thoughts already, but I think it's
well, it's 2026 now, bro, right?
It's like the end of 2026. Do you know I'll be like 32 or something like that? What the fuck are we doing?
If I'm still on Twitter by the time the Batman 2 releases, I don't know. Out.
I think one or two things are gonna happen to the Batman when it releases, which I'm hoping it's like the better option. It'll be the better outcome. Either it's gonna release and people are not gonna care anymore, like Aquaman 2, or it's gonna release and people are gonna like flock to it and like are desperate for more, like Into the Spider-Verse. You know, across the Spider-Verse.
I think it'll be that because Batman's more of a people are going to turn up for Batman no matter what. It's not a thing of like Batman's going to fade into obscurity.
Well, that one is. I feel like Batman, yeah, like that version of Batman is going to, we're going to have so much projects in between that. Whereas how many animated superhero movies did we have from across, you know, into the Spider-Verse to across the Spider-Verse?
Yeah. don't know. I to me, at least, the Batman felt like enough of a moment that it became like ingrained in a pop culture that it's not gonna fade into obscurity like
I hope it doesn't. I really hope it doesn't.
Like the most recent, even Guardians 3. Guardians 3 did well. It did very well. But I don't think that was like a moment.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The Batman.
I get what you, yeah. Yeah. I agree. So, I mean, man. This person here says, Anna, will you please give Joker 2 a chance?
What the fuck? Honestly, I was kind of interested. Let's speak. I was kind of interested in the movie. Listen, I've been like holding my peace out on it because Gaga, I love Gaga. I'll be seated for anything. And I was kind of interested because it seemed like it was like making a conscious choice to do something different than the first one, which it was hit or miss for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. But then the story came out the other day that confirmed it was a jukebox musical and not a musical. And immediately every piece of hope that I had for it was drained because notoriously Joker is known for its awful, awful, awful needle drops. I'm not trusting Todd Phillips with 15 songs. It's just not happening. He couldn't even get 3 right, let alone 15. It's just not happening. I'm sorry.
I think you're being a little bit too hard on my goat. You know what I mean?
I'm sorry. I'm so excited for Joaquin Phoenix in Eddington.
I think you're being a little too hard on my goat.
I'm so excited for Eddington.
This person here says, have there been any recent movies as of late that you wasn't a fan of to begin with, but you ended up starting to like the more you thought about it? Hey, I'll be honest. I will be brutally honest. Can you just hear me out for a second before you like get on my ass? Just hear me out. Just hear me out. Hold on. The holdovers. Okay. I liked it when it came out, when I saw it in theaters. I was like, okay, yeah. You know? But my mom wanted to see it because, you know, Devine, you know, she won the Oscar. Mm-hmm. Mom was like, oh, I want to see, you know, why she won the Oscar. I said, okay, let's watch it. And when I was over there, went on to Peacock and I, you know, we turned it on, even though I had the Blu-ray. I hate having to watch something on streaming, like when I'm forced to, especially when I own it. I don't know why. Just don't ask. I hate it.
Old man yells at cloud.
But I couldn't, you know, I'm not gonna fucking drive an hour back home to get my fucking holdovers Blu-ray. But I was like, damn it, you know. But we watched it on Peacock, and the second time watching it with her, like, I was like, man, what the fuck was I thinking? This is like phenomenal. The script, the just like everyone's performances. And yeah, I was completely wrong when it came to the holdovers. Completely wrong, I would say, when it came to the holdovers. Just great.
Holdovers gonna be bad.
Yeah, Devine was, yeah, just great. Who you know, I love her Boston accent, too. I was howling at her Boston accent. Because I didn't realize that she was put on one until I, like, watched it again. She kept saying Caddis. And I was like, this is great. And my mom was like, you know, she was very emotional. She liked it a lot.
I love that movie. I love the ending so bad.
The end, you know, when they're forced to be like together by themselves when the other kids leave, and she felt so bad about the whole, the mom and him and him, you know, it's a real tearjerker. And I should have gave it some more respect. Okay. When it came out. So, Kenna, please, okay. so I would say the whole anything for you, like, that you watch it at first and then you maybe like a couple months later you're like, ah.
I'm looking through my diary right now and thinking, maybe Beau's Afraid. I watched Beau's Afraid for the first time and I really liked it. I just don't think that it all really like clicked for me. But then I, after like a few video essays later, I was like, wow, Beau's Afraid is really good. And it climbed my ladder of my faves of last year very quickly. I fucking loved Beau's Afraid. It made me significantly more excited for new Ari Aster. I mean, Peter Pascal's in it, so I'm going to be excited, period, but...
I didn't realize he was in that movie.
Really?
I still haven't seen it. I can't be.
Have you not seen like all the set pictures?
For Beau's Afraid? Nah.
No, not for Beau's Afraid. Eddington, the new.
Oh, artist. No. I think I'm a Beau's Afraid. I'm like, I didn't know he was in that. No. Okay, no, the new one.
No, isn't it that a lot of people don't know? Isn't it Bill Hader?
And Beau's Afraid? Why?
Yeah, Bill Hader's in Beau's Afraid.
It's one of those movies that I know I'm going to hate, so I'm just going to stare.
No, you wouldn't like it. You would not like it.
At all. Everyone that knows my taste and knows me, even when sometimes I'll go out of the box and be like, oh, yeah, I like that. People wouldn't like, they know if I'm not gonna like some, like,
no, it's kind of like Lighthouse core a little bit. You would not like it.
Yeah, like I personally know certain, you know, I know certain movies that like, Hannah would fucking hate this, you know. But then there's certain movies like Beau's Afraid where everybody knows I'm just not gonna like at all. So I love Ari Aster, you know. I've watched Midsommar again, I watched Hereditary again. I've grown to love Midsommar. At first, I was very confused. You know,
I think I've like fallen out of love with Midsommar. I loved it at first, and now I'm like, I'm not a big fan.
The thing about Midsommar is like, I think the movie itself is pretty fine, but the opening like 10 minutes.
The opening is fucking incredible. It's incredible.
And when I turned it on, because I need, you know, I need more inspiration. Like, you know, when you're writing, especially when you're new at writing, it's like, I go to, like, right now, my script that I'm doing right now, it's like detective / eerie crazy shit, right? So I was watching some Ari Aster, you know, for the weird crazy shit. And the eerie stuff. And then I was watching, you know, I was watching some David Fincher for like the detective shit, you know? And I'm blending those two together, right? You know, I watched Seven. I watched Zodiac, Prisoners. I watched Prisoners, you know, for that shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Ari Aster, Hereditary, I'm like, oh, man, it's like just the eerie. Like something, there's something wrong with you, like in your stomach when you're watching Hereditary for the first time.
Yes.
It's just a bad feeling, but in all the great ways. Yeah, in all the great ways. It's just a bad gut. I just don't feel good when I'm watching Hereditary, but I love it. I don't know how to explain it.
It's just a cold movie. It's a very detached movie. So there's no like ever settling in to it, you know.
Yeah And like, okay, so then Midsommar, I was like, man, I know I wasn't really crazy about this. I'm still not, you know, 100. I'm not, it's fine, I think it's fine. But when they're doing a fucking opening, I have the Hereditary feeling when I'm watching the opening of that. And I was reading a script while I was watching it, and Florence Pugh, like when she calls the guy, he answers. And she's doing this, he does that stuff so good. That long agonizing cry. Toni Collette did it, you know, after Charlie's death. And then Florence Pugh did it with the parents. I was like, fuck. You know, and then you go into that slow shot, and it's like there's like the sirens in the background or whatever, and they're just panning around the entire house, and like all this shit's all. It's nuts. And then the movie's like, just, you know, the movie's like a movie, you know.
Lot of movie.
Yeah, and for me, it's so disappointing because the opening would set the tone so great for me, so great for me. But yeah, Ari Aster is fucked. But I still don't watch. I still don't want to watch Beau's Afraid. I heard there was a penis. Yeah, I just heard there was a penis in there. I don't know, dude.
Penis monster.
All right, guys, I think it's getting late. I'm gonna wrap it up there. I got work in the morning, you know. It's a Sunday, it's not a Saturday.
Leaving it on Penis Monster.
I was trying to find something else to like these questions are kind of mid. No disrespect to y'all. So all Marvel shit. I don't care, dude. Like, who you think it's gonna be in Deadpool? Fuck, man. I don't know. Deadpool, Wolverine. Jeez. God, man. God, man. You're asking the wrong show, brother. I don't know. Okay. And this guy's like, here, what do you guys think about what the investor said about Marvel movies and women?
Girl.
The guy's a fucking idiot. What do you want me to say?
We don't care.
What do you want me to say? I don't know, man.
Jesus.
Oh, this is a funny one. Do you guys really think that guy saw Dune 30 times?
Yes.
And, you know, I'll say that he saw it like 10 times or 15. The 30 seems kind of like a reach.
I didn't believe him until somebody asked him to see the tickets, and he had every ticket.
I thought he only had like one ticket or like two tickets something.
Well, it was like, it was just like a random, like, off-cuff, like, prove it with your ticket then. And he, like, when he said it, he was now watching it. He had, like, the ticket from that day at that time.
This is why I feel like, I feel like he watched it a lot, no doubt. But I don't think it was 30. Like, what's the story here?
I don't know
And there's people like, oh, does he have a job? I don't want to go there. I don't think it's, I think it's rude. I think maybe he works from home. Maybe it's not a commanding job. Maybe he only works on weekends. You know, maybe the job is like 4 hours a day. And, you know, maybe he has a theater, like a movie theater, like 5 minutes away. You know, we don't know everyone's life, but 30 seems like a reach.
I just don't know if I could ever watch a movie. No doubt I've seen a singular movie more than 30 times. There's multiple movies that I've seen more than 30
Scream?
Times.
Scream? You think I didn't see that thing like 100 times?
Within that, the time period of Dune being out,
yeah.
I don't know if I could do that.
No.
Not even, like, my favorite movie of all time. I don't know. My favorite as of recent, like, the Batman, I'd say. I saw the Batman a lot. I wouldn't have been able to.
I saw the Batman, like, 5 times. I saw Endgame, like, 8 times. I saw Scream 2022, like, 5 times, because I was just so excited for more Scream to be back. I saw Scream 6, like, 6 times, oddly enough.
I did 9 for Far From Home.
I think that's the barrier, like 1 to 10. You know, you're like a crazy. Yeah. I feel like you're a fanatic when it's like 1 to 10, and you're crazy about it. I physically don't. I don't want to believe that somebody has that much time for 30 times. I just don't want to believe it. I want to believe
it hasn't
that
even been out for 30 days.
Like, yeah, I want to believe that you do something else. You know, and I know people have fixations, and I know Hannah used to watch like Call Me by Your Name. Like 2 times in a row. I mean, that's baffling to me. Baffling.
I've done that a lot with a lot of movies. I finish it and then I restart it. And
it's baffling.
Watch it again.
I get it, like restarting it, you know, in a couple days. Yeah,
no.
Like for me, I watched the holdovers and I loved it so much the second time that I was like, you know, if Dana wants to watch it, like, I don't know, next weekend, I'll watch it with her. But brother, I mean, I can't do that. I don't know, dude.
I do that with TV shows too.
Yeah, I don't know. I
will finish the final episode, like Heartstopper season 2. I finished the final episode watching it for the first time. I restarted it completely and sat and watched it again all the way through.
So oddly enough, I did that for Stranger Things season 3.
That's
I have no
a
idea.
Long
not season,
TV
not
show
season 4.
Do,
not season with. 4. Not season 4.
Yeah,
not
season 3 is still a long TV show to
it's
do
like,
that with.
Yeah, it's like 8 what is it? Like 8 to 10 episodes and it's like an hour
I
each.
I think it's 8 episodes, hour each.
Yeah, I was chilling. I for some reason I just really wanted to watch it again. Yeah, some reason I finished it and I was
you watched it through.
Yeah.
1 through 8 and you pressed play again. You watched it again 1 through 8.
Yeah, but I only went to like 1 to 5. You know, I didn't straight through like 1 to 8. I just watched like for some reason I just wasn't ready to like jump back into another show. It happens to me sometimes. You know when you're just in a world. And you're binging. You have a routine now with the show. that you're watching and you just got to keep binging, you know, whether like whether it's like you have some downtime when I'm getting dressed for work, when I come home to get out of the shower. Yeah. This is my show. Yeah, this is my show for a little bit. So when Stranger Things was over, I was like, I'm not really ready to move on to something else. So I just started over. I just had with Ozark, too. Ozark is fucking great.
Oh, my God. I love Ozark.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, you know, I ain't ready yet. So I went back again. So,
honestly, I've done that with The Last of Us a few times.
Yeah, so stop. What are you trying to get on me? And The Last of Us is short. You trying to get on me?
God. I'm sorry. It's like actually like insane how many times I've watched The Last of Us, the TV show.
Yeah, and I've only watched it twice, the season.
Ooh.
Yeah, I've only watched it twice, it's the season itself. So, yeah, you got issues, bruh. I mean, with video games, though, if I beat it, I usually love New Game Plus and starting it right over again. Like
I would love
to do that for Spider-Man 2, but the motherfuckers wasn't ready until, like, last month. Baffling. What do you mean there's no New Game Plus? I know, like, things get crunch time, but, like, what do you mean there's no... Every game has, like, New Game Plus on the rip, like, yeah, as soon as you finish.
That's, like, the reward for finishing the story.
Yeah, congratulations, you're done. You've now unlocked New Game Plus. Restart the game with your favorite cosmetics and yada yada. And that's what I wanted, and I was baffled that it just wasn't an option yet. And I said, okay. Spider-Man 2 was so boring when it was, like, before they updated it. Because I beat it, and I beat all the missions. Update. And, like, they, like, just do nothing. Just swinging. Like, car chase.
Honestly, I finished the story, and I didn't really touch it again.
Well, there's a few side missions that are really good that I like, but it's just, like, it's not enough time. It's just, there's just not a lot of meat to the bones after you beat the game. And the game's, like, not long. Like, if I can get to do the game with my mom.
Pretty short.
Yeah, I'm at the part where, like, Venom's going nuts. And, like, I started with my mom, like, Friday night. That's kind of nuts to me. So, yeah. I don't know. Make longer games or something. I don't know. Anyway, we're out of here. Thank you guys for joining us. My name is Dwayne. That was Hannah. Hannah, let everyone know.
You can follow me, @ErrorDirectedHannah, on Twitter. I've just been tweeting a lot about music.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on with Hannah. Anyway, you can follow me.
Music. Stream Combo Carter.
You can follow me on Twitter @Cinemaniac94. By the way, I'm getting so tired of seeing on Twitter, like, everybody, like, do you guys still call it Twitter or X? Brother, nobody calls it X.
No.
No one.
Girl, when I type it into, when I do www. It's still twitter.com.
And then, like, redirects to X. Nobody calls it that, bro. Right? Anyway, you can follow the podcast, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram @CinemaniaWorld. Thank you guys for joining us. My name is Dwayne. That was Hannah. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.